We pray. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. It is surprising what God can do. I'm not thinking so much of his miraculous power that we see on display in the Bible. I'm thinking about Jesus and the way he lived his life. For example, would you really expect the Almighty God to come down here on earth as a helpless baby who depends on mother and father? Would you really expect that? Would you expect the majestic God to live here on earth in poverty and humility the way Jesus did? Would you expect the holy God to hand himself over to sinful, violent men and let them do with him as they wished? Would you expect that same God to hang on a cross and die such a horrible death? Yes, it is very surprising what the Son of God was willing to do for you and me. It's not surprising, though, when that same Son of God says, "Enough! Enough with death and the grave. Enough with tears and fears from those who followed him. It's time for Jesus to step up to show his victory, to reveal his glory." We could say that for 30-some years, Jesus was holding back intentionally. That is, for the most part, he did not let his glorious appearance shine through to human view. He reserved the use of his almighty power for those amazing times when he did help other people, but not himself. Well, finally, on Easter Sunday, he stopped holding back. Oh, yes. He reclaimed his glory. He came back to life in his body, out of the grave, never again to spend another minute in the tomb of the dead. What else would you expect? God had to rise because of who he is. And so we hear this said in Romans 1. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. You can think of the resurrection of Christ as the official signature of God himself. If you sign your name to a contract, that makes it legal, binding. The government will recognize it. The court will back it up for you. In the empty tomb of Christ, we have God signing his name to the entire reputation and work of Jesus. Or to put it somewhat differently, if Jesus is a fraud and a failure, then we should expect a dead body. A corpse in that grave outside of Jerusalem. On the other hand, if he's the real thing, the sure thing, the Son of God and Savior of the world, then we should expect an empty tomb, which is what is there. The resurrection of your Savior is like the signature of Jesus himself, with the Father co-signing this powerful affidavit telling you who Jesus is and what he has done. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul spells out in detail what it would mean if Christ is not risen. We hear some of these verses. If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. If Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins! Exclamation point, New King James. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. That lays it all on the line right there. You standing before God on Judgment Day, hanging in the balance one way or the other, it's either extremely valuable or a horrible waste to believe in Jesus, depending on resurrection or not. It's either the sure hope or the sad delusion of life after death. Yes, it's either money well spent or money down the drain sending students to a Bible-based school like this. Yes, it's either a big waste of time or attention properly given to this word from God written over 2,000 years ago. All of that hangs on having a risen, living Jesus. With a few clicks of the mouse, you students can go online and see your most recently posted grade for an assignment or your current grade for a course. And so can your parents. Now imagine if you needed to have a perfect 4.0 to graduate from high school or from college. You think about that as I make a comparison. When Jesus took on the work of keeping the law and paying the full debt of all of our sins, He had to meet that standard of perfection. It would be in the ballpark of you needing to get 100 on every assignment from day one of your freshman year to the last day of your senior year. A 4.0 on 8 semesters of report cards. Of course, the assignments given to Jesus were much harder than paying attention in every class, reading every page assigned, taking a test, or writing a term paper, or keeping the cell phone out of classrooms. He had His Heavenly Father watching His every move, His every thought, and grading His entire life work. Well, the resurrection of Christ tells you how Jesus did. It's the report card for all to see. And here's the good news. At the same time, it's the spiritual report card of you and me. When Jesus gets nothing but A's from the Heavenly Father, so did we. Because His grades transfer to us. So says Romans 4. Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. What else should we expect? When Jesus stands in your place, success is guaranteed. When Jesus takes on the devil for you, the Son of God is going to win. When Jesus takes on your obligation to obey every commandment plus all of your guilt for every sin with the penalties of death and hell attached, He's going to win the victory for you. So, in the resurrection of Christ, God has signed His name to the contract of full and free forgiveness for you and me. In the resurrection of Christ, God has signed His pledge to raise you from the dead and give you the same glorious outcome that Jesus now has. That has to mean that we spend every day with Him at our side, and that the last day will be a day of glory for us, all because Jesus lives. What else should we expect? What else do we need? We have the risen Savior. That's more than enough. Amen. We conclude our worship today singing stanzas 2 and 4. Stanzas 2 and 4 of hymn 207.